Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There were unanswered questions this morning about why, for the second time inside 6 weeks, the New England Holocaust Memorial in Boston was vandalized. Jewish leaders gathered with other religious and civic leaders at the memorial yesterday evening, and WBUR's Steve Brown was there.
Rabbi Moshe Waldock's leading a prayer at the conclusion of a ceremony at the New England Holocaust Memorial, less than 24 hours after a large glass panel honoring genocide victims was smashed. For many who gathered, it was a painfully familiar observance, as the memorial was damaged just last month as well.
People ask me why. Why did this happen? And I ask the same thing. Why did this happen?
The desecration of the memorial is especially personal for Holocaust survivor Israel Arbeiter. As a teenager in October 1942, Arbeiter watched as his mother, father, and seven-year-old brother were led to their deaths at the Treblinka extermination camp in Poland.
When I heard the news that the memorial had been damaged again for the second time, and we were here only a few weeks ago, of course the pain, it hurt. It hurt me because just as if I would have lost a member of my family.
Janet Stein of the American Association of Jewish Holocaust Survivors of Greater Boston invited high school students from around the state to come to the memorial, which is located on the backside of Boston City Hall.
These are not just glass pillars. This is a sacred site. May those 6 million who perished rest in peace, knowing that we are here. May they know that we will not allow their memories to be forgotten, and that we will make every effort that we can make to help educate those who have no understanding of what this memorial represents.
A 17-year-old from Malden has been charged with vandalizing the memorial. Authorities have not released his name because of his age. He was released on personal recognizance in order to stay away from the memorial and to comply with mental health treatment. While Boston Mayor Marty Walsh acknowledges the motive for the damage remains unknown, he worries this could be a resurgence of hatred that has recently cropped up in this country.
It's a climate that encourages hate and attitudes and actions that our country has worked hard to overcome. We're not going to get into letting that climate grow here in the city of Boston. It's about time we need to turn the page and move on.
Walsh promises the memorial will continue to stand in the heart of the city, just as it has for the past 20 years and for many more years to come. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.